Ohio school districts building a new school with state money are sometimes surprised by one policy. They cannot use that state money to build new auditoriums. That has many districts facing tough decisions as they move forward. Ohio Public Radio's Joe Ingles reports on what some districts are doing.
The historic auditorium in Washington Courthouse in South Central Ohio has served the local school district since 1939. It has newly upholstered seats, air conditioning, and an old pipe organ that has been restored through a combination of community contributions and money from the state's capital budget. Pam Fike, a retired school counselor, spearheaded those efforts. She says the auditorium is a vital part of the community.
I use this when I was a little kid, and all the folks that have gone through the school district here have reminiscences of being in a choir concert or being in a performance or, you know, a band thing. And so it's important to the community.
Fike is now writing grants for new rigging and improvements to the lighting. None of the work could be paid for with funds from the state when the district built new buildings 2 years ago. The state wouldn't provide money to build a new auditorium in the new buildings either. Rick Savers with the Ohio Facilities Construction Commission says there's good reason why the state doesn't allow districts to build new auditoriums or fix up old ones.
As we look at how we build a building, if you take a look at the cost per square foot, a slope floor fixed seat auditorium is one of the most expensive spaces to build with inside a school building. So it would take up a lot of money for a room that doesn't have a whole lot of purposes.
The new superintendent at the Washington Courthouse City Schools understands the conundrum well. Tom Bailey worked for the Three Rivers Local School District near Cincinnati when its new building was constructed. He says a lot of debate, thought, and even tears went into the decision of what to do with the district's old auditorium.
So we ended up selling our building, and it was bought by a church. They demolished it and used the land. However, out of it, we got a $7 million state-of-the-art facility, which rivals in Hamilton County. If you're familiar with Hamilton County, our stage rivals the School for the Creative and Performing Arts. We have 24 fly systems in our auditorium. We have a built-in orchestra pit into the stage. Our opening concert, actually, the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra agreed to do our opening concert because they could fit 120 musicians on our stage.
An hour northeast of Washington Courthouse is the Lancaster City School District. Superintendent Steve Wigdon is facing similar decisions. His district is in the middle of a building campaign. Five new elementary schools have cafeterias with a stage on one wall. State money could be and was used for those. And while Wigdon says the junior high schools, now under construction, won't have auditoriums like the ones in the current middle schools, they will have what are called auditoriums instead.
Your student dining area, they co-fund that, co-fund the stage. So what we did was get retractable auditorium seating. So we'll have retractable seating, you know, similar to athletic bleachers that come out, but these are auditorium seats, and we'll have seating for 650. And so that's how we resolved the issue.
He says a focus group came up with the auditorium option. He says the retractable seating for the junior highs in his district is fully funded by local dollars. But when it comes to replacing the district's high school with a new one a few years from now, Wigdon says it will have a dedicated auditorium.
You have better acoustics, you have better seating, better lighting, better performing venue for the students, and then you also can rent that facility out for the for public use.
School leaders say real auditoriums are really important to school districts, so most build some sort of performance space into their new buildings, even if the state won't pay for a dedicated auditorium. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.